Gym clothes and shoes. Color, kind, and some considerations. Above all, know that the gym is a sacred place, because people that come here grant themselves a second life. By returning to your health, you live past the end of the life that the unhealthy you lived. You extend your life, sometimes doubling it. Don't wear dark workout clothes. Dark means both scary and scared. So people won't try to ease your fear because they will be too scared to help you. You are going to have to pick a color or two that match. Don't be scared of bullies. Gym is where bullies lose. You have the constitutional right to bear arms, so bear them, especially if you have bare arms. But make sure that there is no friction, as your skin may get irritated. Always have hand cream on hand and hands. It is one of the 5 things you need. Keys to get back into your car. Headphone MP3 player that just sits on your head, gloves, hand cream, and a bandana on your wrist. The bandana is for wiping sweat so that it does not get into your eyes. Otherwise, all you have is paper towels by the garbage and your shirt. And whether you are large or have a six-pack, make no attempt at lifting your shirt. Oh, and there is a 6th thing. You might want to get dressed, or at least wear some pants, you wildcat. It is of some note that when the sweat dries as you rest or go to the restroom, it almost seems like small crystals may form, or something similar. So they will scratch you up unless you have hand cream. You can't wear long pants. You just can't. And I struggle with it every day. I look like that purple guy from AC/DC, and I really hate it. But a workout is non-stop, and you are always, always moving. Long pants will get wet and heavy from sweat. That's just silly. Just go short. Shimmy-shammying in somewhat wet clothing wears it out really quickly. Whatever it is, be it a shirt or pants, it will get all torn up. Do not throw it away. You have to fix it a few times with needle and thread. It will work great. Sometimes your handiwork will last longer than the factory stuff. Same goes for gloves. You have to repair them. Everything is always getting damaged, probably from the moisture, so things get expensive. You also might want to consider saving all the torn up things just to show people all the shoes and gloves and pants that you wore down to nothing. I threw most of mine away. It was just a big pile of garbage. 30 to 50 pairs of gloves for one. Eventually, I just ended up buying cheap worker gloves. The expensive stuff is pure fantasy. It never lasts as long as cheap work gloves. Oh, and people who make fun of gloves, saying things like, "Do they match your purse?" are neither working out for real, nor are they really all there in their mind. Shaming is part of a disorder, so just move away from them and let them heal. You will need thick socks, and you need to monitor their elasticity, because once they lose it, your toenails are next. Get new socks often and make sure that they are soft. Which brings us to shoes and feet, which are by far the most painful thing in a workout. A real workout requires that you move your arms and feet at the same time, because of time. If you use machines or ever sit on something, it will take you a lifetime to reshape your body. If you just move, work out 5 to 7 days a week, and in the end for 3 hours non-stop, it will take you less than 5 years to transform your body. And getting up to 3-hour workouts is painless. It requires nothing. Your endurance extends automatically all by itself. Just about all you should do is use an interval timer to eliminate your initial rest periods. But then you just keep increasing everything gradually, the duration, the weights, the speed of your music, and so on. You can use a free software program like Audacity to speed up your music. You should aim for 172 beats per minute. That's one beat for lifting and one beat for lowering the weight. Dancing also means abdominal muscles, so it's quite worth it. I am serious about the following. It's not a joke. The Napoleon Dynamite dance scene is the gentlest and most fluid workout I have ever seen. You just need to add light dumbbells and keep going up over time. There's a version on the internet by a lad named Kyle, and that should show you that people will love you for it. Alternatively, learn shuffle dancing. And if someone yells, "Pay attention to me," as an accusation that you're just trying to get everybody's attention, you have to learn to ignore it. That is not healthy behavior, and that person is dealing with their own problems. Just leave them alone. Finally, we get to the shoes. Raised heel will kill, or at least hurt like you're dying. You need flat shoes with the back part as far out of your way as possible. If you can feel something between the floor and your heel, it will hurt. At 170 beats per minute, you will be striking your feet so frequently that it will hurt like heck. It will take less than 10 days to show you what a painful purchase feels like. While I had unusually good experience with an outdoor sports shoe, it was just luck. Listen carefully. You need fabric-based shoes that will stretch a tiny little bit. And you probably need elastic shoelaces to go along with it, to make sure that everything is always snug. The bottom of your shoe should be leaning towards plastic, as you are often going to face gyms with rubber flooring. Rubber on rubber does not slide, and hard rubber, as in pro jogging shoes, will tear their floor right up. So you need a hard plastic surface on the bottom of your shoe, as that has some hope to slide a tiny little bit, so that your feet do not snag on the floor, which will only add to your pain. And no, you can't dance barefoot. It does not work. Just keep searching. Large toe box, very low heel, plastic bottom, flexible fabric upper. Get some elastic shoelaces and experiment with shoes that are 2 or 3 sizes larger. The good news is that fabric shoes tend to be the cheap kind. I saw some today just for $15 at a discount store, so keep searching. Always keep your music fresh. Your music is the only real source of energy that you will ever have. You have to enter a dance trance where you enchant yourself with the beat of fresh songs. This is extremely similar, if not the same thing, to zonking out when driving home from work. If you ever feel like quitting or giving up, or like gym is not for you, or skip a day within the first month or two, assemble a large collection of narrated books, get yourself a tent and a backpack, and just go get your triple crown. Don't worry about your job. It's not gonna worry about you. If gym is too hard, then find your own way out of the woods and go. Go all the way. Do it. Do it. You are not less important than somebody else. You are not a castaway. You are not broken beyond repair. And no, you're not old. You have no idea what aging is. And you sure as hell are not a worker. Be it a hard worker or an office worker or some other kind of worker. You are an adventurer, a thinker, a believer in yourself. You are a force of nature, and without a doubt, you are meant to become a great being. That's what growing up is all about, growing all the way up. Life is one, and yours is sacred. Live it strong, long, and healthy.